The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction said that the State Department spent $4 billion on counter-narcotic initiatives in Afghanistan. Despite this, the United Nations reported that Afghanistan set a record for producing opium in 2014, mm-hmm. and that 80% of the total opium production in the world comes from Afghanistan. Was it the goal of the United States government to eradicate poppy production in Afghanistan while we've had forces there for 13 years?
Let me check with our folks. Obviously, while we've had a military operations underway in Afghanistan, we have focused on other issues, including the narcotics trade. Certainly, we've talked about this a lot, and I know we have put a great deal of effort into helping the Afghans grow their capabilities to crack down on this. Let me check with our team and see. I hadn't seen that CIGAR report.
Okay. I'm happy to check. That. Uh-huh. The Congressional Research Service says, quote, after 2014, the State Department does not plan to have a permanent counter-narcotics presence outside Kabul. Has the U.S. government given up on trying to stop post-war Afghanistan from being the opium production capital?
Well, I can certainly answer your second question and say no, obviously. In terms of staffing and where people are located, I can check and see if there's a specific reason for that. But clearly, we have people in Afghanistan and back at the State Department very focused on this issue, very focused.